Tiger!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Two bills were introduced into the House under urgency on Tuesday night and later sent to select committees for submissions. One was the Sleepover Wages Settlement Bill, which was prompted by an appeal court decision that led to a settlement of the lengthy dispute over payment for caregivers who remain with their patients overnight. That bill was sent to the Health Select Committee, which heard submissions on Wednesday and is due to report back by October the 3rd. The other bill introduced under urgency is designed to restore covert video surveillance powers to the police. That bill was referred to the Justice and Electoral Committee, which heard from Criminal Bar Association representative Robert Lithgow, who objected to the bill's retrospective powers.
We simply don't accept that there is a fixed number of cases of a significant number which will break down because their investigation process is wholly dependent on covert surveillance. So therefore, we don't see that a serious constitutional convention, that is retrospectivity, which is really legislative magic dust. It's a bad way to go about things.
Mr. Lithgow's doubt over the need to legitimise current police investigations was echoed by his colleague, Noel Sainsbury.
I would be amazed if those cases turned solely on illegal video surveillance. In terms of the pieces of the puzzle, that there wouldn't be perfectly legal audio surveillance, the perfectly legitimate surveillance where the police watch who's coming and going, the admissions made by the people subsequently, what is found at the time of arrest, and other perfectly legal searches. It would seem extraordinary that somehow there is this set of cases where there's no other evidence that's going to actually assist the inquiry other than miraculously video image with nothing else.
Criminal Bar Association representative Noel Sainsbury. The committee also heard from Law Commissioner John Burrows, who pointed to several errors in the bill as drafted.
The first is that the bill deals only with video surveillance. There's other sorts of objectionable surveillance too, photographic cameras, even infrared sensors. And we would ask, why is this just confined to video surveillance? The second is that as the bill is drafted, it doesn't just give powers to the police. It covers any agency, customs, fisheries, any agency which can get a warrant, and some of them can. And I think the real question is, do we really want powers as wide as that in the hands of agencies outside the police? And so there's one final drafting point I'd wish to make. The definition of search in Clause 4 is breathtakingly wide. It includes the acquisition of information about any person, place or thing, and we do feel it may be possible to sharpen that up a bit, because that, as I say, is breathtakingly wide. So these are drafting points more than anything else, but we did think it was desirable to raise them.
Law Commissioner John Burrows making a submission on the Video Camera Surveillance Temporary Measures Bill to the Justice and Electoral Committee. That bill is also due to be reported back by October the 3rd. On Thursday, the Commerce Committee continued its inquiry into the price of milk and heard a submission from Fonterra Director Peter McClure. He acknowledged discontent about the price of milk among the public.
And my response has often been to them that it's very, very important for consumers to shop around, because if you shop around in New Zealand, there is very, very cheap milk available in many places in New Zealand. There is choice, there is competition.
Fonterra Director Peter McClure. But disagreeing with him was Consumer New Zealand Chief Executive Sue Chitwin, who said concern about milk prices was justified.
We noted in our submission that in the last 5 years, retail dairy prices have increased by 50%, almost double the 26% rise in food inflation over that same period. So I think we can say that dairy prices are high.
Ms. Chitwin drew particular attention to the high price of milk offered at supermarkets.
I know the inquiry is going to look at supermarket pricing, and we don't know what their margins are. There's been quite a lot of discussion, I gather, about you being able to shop around, and you can go to service stations and dairies and find milk at cheaper prices. But I guess that all goes to show what a huge markup the supermarkets must be getting on milk. And also, it's not that easy for some people, once they actually get to the supermarket, to see the milk's very expensive, for them to decide to shop around, especially, you know, if they're at the budget end of the market. So, you know, I don't really accept that our very large supermarkets have to be selling milk more expensively than service stations and dairies.
Consumer New Zealand Chief Executive Sue Chetwin, who also recommended the establishment of an independent commissioner to oversee milk prices. That was at the Commerce Committee's inquiry into the price of milk on Thursday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.